This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Joe Biden held his first news conference of his administration earlier Thursday and pushed back against suggestions his administration is responsible for a surge of immigrants at the southern border with Mexico. The president said it's an annual seasonal spike, and issues in their home nations push repeatedly on immigration. At his first press conference, the president said his administration's expelling the vast majority of those trying to enter, with a big exception, children. The president says the U.S. will move quickly to move hundreds of them out of cramped detention facilities, where he says conditions are unacceptable. North Korea on Friday confirmed it had tested a new guided missile, as President Biden warned of consequences if Pyongyang escalates tensions amid stalled nuclear negotiations. The North's official Korean Central News Agency said the two new type tactical guided projectiles accurately hit the target off the eastern coast on Thursday. Japanese officials said both weapons tested Thursday were ballistic missiles, which are prohibited by UN Security Council resolutions. According to South Korean officials, North Korea fired two other missiles on Sunday, but they were likely cruise missiles, which are not banned. The test firings were the North's first major provocation since Biden took office in January. Some experts say North Korea aimed to apply pressure on the Biden administration to boost its leverage in future talks. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com. Also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. Final election results showed Israel in political deadlock once again, with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his opponents falling short of a governing majority. The Election Commission says with 100% of votes counted that Netanyahu's right-wing Likud party and his natural allies have won 52 seats in the 120-seat Knesset Israel parliament. An ideologically diverse array of parties committed to ousting him won 57 seats. A right-wing party won 7, an Arab Islamist party 4. Both are uncommitted. If no one is able to assemble a 61-seat majority in the weeks of negotiations, then Israel will go to elections for a fifth time in roughly 2 years. Officials in the southwestern U.S. state of Texas raised the death toll from February's winter storm and blackouts to at least 111 people. That's nearly double the state's initial tally following one of the worst power outages in U.S. history. Texas officials say most of the deaths are associated with hypothermia. Many homes went without power or drinkable water for days after sub-freezing temperatures, failing power plants, and record demand for heat pushed the state's electric grid to the breaking point. Texas officials had put the initial tally of deaths at 57, but warned it would increase. 5 straight days of insistent rain triggered the worst floods in Australia's most populous state of New South Wales in more than a half century, cutting off entire towns and washing away homes, farms, and livestock. The extreme weather has affected 40% of the population. Aerial footage on Friday showed surfboards, tires, debris floating near submerged properties as the floodwaters remain high. 2,000 people remain in rescue shelters. Many have only ruins to return to now. Conditions have eased over the last 2 days, but evacuation warnings remained on Friday for hundreds of low-lying properties along the coast in New South Wales. The first batch of COVID-19 vaccines arrived in South Sudan's Juba International Airport Thursday. The 132,000 doses of AstraZeneca vaccine will be offered first to healthcare workers, including doctors and nurses, free of charge. As always, for more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com. Also, additional information on the mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.